Today I'm at another discussion group that's been funded by the Southwest Regional Skills Programme. It's an autumn calving discussion group for dairy farmers, and we're at Boss Creek Farm near Penzance. The farm here is run by Tony Mann and his son Richard. We're going to speak to Richard and hear from him about what they've been doing today and the benefits that he's going to draw out of it for his farm. So Richard, do you want to give us an introduction to your farm as it is at the moment?
Yep. Hi, I'm Richard Mann and I farm at Bisqueague Farm. We have about 136 late autumn calving cows. Average yield is about 7,300 litres per cow. We would normally graze from sort of the beginning of March right through until October, November. We block calve, we start the 1st of October, and we usually try and finish by the end of January. Our cows are predominantly British Friesian, and 10% of the herd is Jersey or Jersey Cross cows. A farm is 95 hectares in size. We have a grazing area, or grazing paddock area of 51 hectares, and the rest is made up of off-lying land, which we use for silage and young stock.
Fantastic. So you've obviously got quite a big sort of output at the moment in terms of milk. So what are you looking at doing to change the farm, and how has what you've been talking about today helped to answer some questions for you? What questions did you pose to the group, and how did you go about discussing it?
We are thinking of changing our calving pattern. Basically, we think that if we move the calving pattern into sort of early spring, sort of the 1st of January calving, we could make a lot better use of our grazing grass. So today at the discussion group, we were discussing whether that would be a good option for us, whether the group thought that it would be the right thing for me to do. So obviously having other people's opinions is a great asset, and they're pretty much forgoing to shifting towards spring calving.
Yeah, and what's the background to that? Because you've got a pretty interesting situation here with your grazing this year. And do you want to say a bit about that, and whether that's a usual or an atypical sort of situation you've got?
At the moment, we've got a lot of grass cover. We've got 260 kilos of dry matter per hectare on average. There's a lot of grass ahead of the cows, too much, really. They're wasting a lot. So with the group, we were discussing the options of what to do with that excess grass. Common opinion was to either pre-mow it and graze it, or just carry on grazing as we are and eat it. Probably one of the reasons why we're changing calving pattern is due to capital expenditure. We haven't got enough cubicles for the number of cows that we've got coming through. So basically, we were thinking of outwintering and then grazing throughout the grazing season, as opposed to spending money on putting up buildings and slurry storage.
So what do you think, you're obviously a member of this group, you're a keen member of this group, invited people down to your farm to discuss these things. What do you think are the benefits of having the opportunity funded through the skills programme as well, and with the advisors that are here leading the discussion groups? What are the benefits that you're getting out of that in terms of making your decision more safely, I suppose?
The benefits of the group is really having someone else's opinion on what you're doing, and someone to look at the positives and negatives of your business and just discuss with other people about what you're doing and looking at why you're doing it, drawing experience from other people, what they're doing in their systems. As part of the group, we also go to everyone else's farm, so seeing different systems, seeing what people are doing, looking at things that they're doing well and taking that home, looking at things they're not doing quite so well, and just learning what is going on in the dairy industry, really.
Yeah, you're obviously one of the younger members of the group here, but your father's here with you today, and there's all different ages getting involved. So that obviously works really well, sharing experience plus developing knowledge ongoing. Are you feeling positive?
Yeah, I'm quite a positive person. I enjoy what I do. I'm quite positive about the future.